Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Back here on Sports Talk, we do have a final at the College World Series. Arkansas has taken down Murray State 3-0. Wasn't a perfect game, but Gage Wood tosses a no-hitter for the Hogs. We're back here on our special edition of Sports Talk from the Louisiana Lion Camp.
Before? I don't know if Charlie would know that. Is that
he definitely
happened?
Told me before there's been no perfect game ever, which he was flirting with until a hit batter. He had a hit batter, but I'm not sure about the no-hitter, but definitely no perfect games in College World Series history.
And now we have with us here at the Louisiana Lion Camp, the man himself, Godfather.
D-line guru.
That's it. Greatest ever. Pete Jenkins. So, Coach, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, yeah. I'm happy to do it, Mike.
Coach, to see this many young kids out here and trying to learn, and you've always stressed with me that this camp, it's not going to be about no recruiting stuff. This is all about fundamentals and getting you better as a player a little bit at a time.
That's right. That's right, Mike. You get a good memory. That's right. I know I've said it to you 1,000 times. It was the mission of the camp from the very beginning, and it's still the mission of the camp, that we help kids be as good as they can possibly be. We want to be an extension of the high school coach, the high school program. We don't teach any scheme. And so it's all skill. Hands, eyes, footwork, hips, legs, and low back, and tackling. That's what we do on defense. Those are the emphasis points that we have. And really, the scheme doesn't matter. Those things all fit into any scheme. So We are in hopes that they leave here a little better football player than they were when they got here at skills.
One of the things Saturday when I came here, I got to talk to a guy. He was like, Mike, tell this to Coach Pete. I was just a young teenager. And I go to LSU because Mike Archer's there. I have a connection with Mike through Pennsylvania. Paul Pascal.
Paul, yeah.
And he was like, guess who I learned under? Pete Jenkins.
Yeah.
He said, but tell him I was just a young teenager. I was like, what? I don't know if I should tell him that. He said, no, tell him that.
Well, we were really pleased that he came and spent a couple of days with us and everything. He you know, as Coach Saban would often say about people, he's a football guy. And that was a high compliment coming from Coach Saban, of course. But Paul Pasqualoni is a football guy, man. He's really a special human being and done a great job, had a great career in college pro football.
And I think he's got a son now that's coaching at Boston College.
BC, yeah. He left here because the boy's got a football camp. BC's putting on a football camp of some kind this week. So he came in for Saturday and Sunday. And then he flew up to BC, wherever that is. I don't even know where it is.
Near Boston. Steve's a Jersey boy. He can tell you where BC is.
It's near Boston, I guess.
Near Boston, Boston College, right, Steve?
Yeah, that works.
I would say it would be near somewhere.
Coach, to see the growth of this camp's really got a tug at you a little bit, because, and I think it's because of the quality of the camp. You get some of the best high school coaches in Louisiana. You hear overlooking things. We just finished talking to Ryan Nielsen. Yeah. And Ryan, he told me, Mike, I had to miss a couple of them. I said, well, Pete told me he gave you dispensation because you got married 1 year and that sort of thing. But we've had, people like Kevin Mawai, Coach Paul here, that sort of thing, attracting all these guys here, that has a lot because of a connection certainly to you. But to see the growth of this camp has just been unbelievable.
Yeah, it has. And it's hard for me to believe sometimes, Mike. Actually, I look at it and I remember that first time that Jesse and Kenny and I, I think of it often, 46 kids. And we all three borrowed money, to have the camp, and all of us lost our tail in the thing. And I tried to back out, after the first year. And so I told Jesse, hold on, look, I ain't borrowing money to lose money. To go down there and work like heck and everything and lose a week of my vacation. Because, working at LSU, we were all there at LSU, and we had to take a week of our vacation. So I remember Jesse telling me, let's try it one more time, Pete. Let's try it one more time. So I agreed to do that, and it more than doubled that next year. And, boy, the hook was in.
That was it.
It got me.
That was it. Coach, we've had a lot of defensive line people on, either coaches or players, and they both kind of say the same thing about, I think, when you're looking at defensive linemen, they may be the most undercoached position out on the field. Would you agree with that?
Yes, and I would have said it one time in pro football. I think now I can say to you, I see it in college.
College
the
same way, yeah.
Yeah. I think it's probably the poorest coached position in college football and actually in pro football. I think the pro coaches, some people value that position so much and others don't so much. But I think they hire a lot of guys that – to keep the room, to keep people under control and keep them happy and things like that, And Carl Dunbar and I talk about it. There's about 10 good teachers of defensive line play in the National Football League. And they're all of them pretty good.
And you got 32 teams.
32 teams, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
The numbers don't add up there.
No, I think those teams play good defense, though. All those 10, they're all pretty good. They're all pretty high in defense.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I know when he got hired, we had you on to talk about it, but I'll bring it up again. To have Bo Davis on the staff with the Saints,
yeah,
and what he means to you.
Yeah.
He came to this camp so many years.
Yeah.
Now, again, he was kind of swinging between pro football and college, and he couldn't come here because of the college deal. But what Bo brings to the table from a Saints standpoint?
Yeah. You know, I think Bo is a guy that really promotes through his personality toughness. Coach Saban told me one time, Bo had been at Texas. Coach Saban told me that they had gotten tough again on defense at Alabama since Bo had been back. And you know, he doesn't try to be a tough guy. He just exudes it. And Coach Saban said to me, he said, Bo brought toughness back to the Alabama defense.
He brought toughness to Texas, I can tell you that.
He did.
And fans don't like hearing that.
Excuse me. Yeah, he exudes it. He really does. It's not that he's a nicer guy as you ever want to meet. He's not a guy that tries to be tough. It's just his personality. And it's just the way he coaches, and it has a tendency to rub off on the players. So, yeah, I'm excited about him being there. I think it'll really be a helpful position.
Byron Murphy, who was a first-round pick, says, you know, one time after a Texas loss, some of the guys kind of in the bus were cutting up a little bit.
Yeah.
And Bo let them know, I'm not putting up with that.
Yeah.
You guys lost.
Yeah.
And it was like, well, Coach, there's nothing we can do. I don't care. And he said, man, did Coach Bo light up into every one of them? And he said, you know, it changed the season for us defensively.
Well, you know, I think the coordinator spoke to him and somewhat asked him to pipe down, whatever, you know. And I don't think it changed. I think they continued to be loud and whatever. And it infuriated Bo. And, you know, he got some criticism over it.
What?
And then
people are soft today.
Then, well, yeah, but then all of a sudden, he got some really good pub.
Yeah.
You know, especially from the Texas people who realized they needed some more toughness at Texas. They got plenty of skill. They got plenty of athletes. But they've never been tough. And he brought some toughness to Texas. I think he kind of changed the season around at that time.
I'm going to ask you a question. I don't know if maybe you could answer it well, but you've been in this business a long time. And they have that, you know, kids change. My thing is, kids today have more toys. So they got that cell phone. I don't know about interacting with people anymore. That's a tough thing for them a lot of times to interact. But are the kids today more apt to learning as maybe 50 years ago? Or you've seen a decline in that?
Okay, I want to make sure I understand what you're saying. I think they learn okay. Our methods of teaching have changed.
Yes, yes.
You know, let me tell you. My whole career, nobody ever told me why we did anything, nor did I ask why we did anything, okay?
Yeah.
Because that was the way I was raised. That was the way that generation. I'm
That's
sure it's probably
right.
The way you were raised.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I was told, go do this.
And don't ask no questions.
Yeah, and I didn't dare ask a question. I went and did it.
Yeah.
You know, or I would have suffered the consequences, you know. So I think, you know, now what we find is the more they understand, and you don't owe them an explanation, but you give them an explanation. This is how this affects your game. This is how... This drill, participation in this drill, effort in this drill, focus in this drill, will help you in this regard once that ball's kicked off and we're playing between the white lines. Now they're more willing to jump in there and focus and work hard because they see in a selfish way, this is how they can help me be a better player. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I didn't ask, Mike.
No.
I didn't ask. They told me I did it.
No, exactly. Oh, you know, like if my mom and dad said, sit down there until I tell you to get up, man, you wore out that couch or wherever you were.
Yeah.
Today, man, come on. Yeah. You don't see a lot of that.
But that's carried over, and that answers a little bit of your question, too, Mike. We've changed a little bit. We've changed as coaches. We've changed our approach to teaching.
I agree.
We've changed that. And I don't feel like I've softened up or anything. I just understand that they are accustomed to having explanations.
They want to know why you having me
why
do this?
Why am I doing all this stuff? Are you trying to get me hot, tired, dirty? No. Here's why we're doing it.
You're like their Mr. Miyagi. There's a reason for everything.
Yeah. Well, I even have a thing that I teach off of. It says, why we do what we do. And it's really it's a visual explanation of a lot of things that we do. And we're all selfish enough and want to reach our goals. They're willing to do it because it's going to be enhance their ability as a player.
The difference I see today is they want to know why. Once you show them why, then they do
it. They do it. And they do it with zest and gusto and focus on improvement. But I really think it's a change in our teaching as coaches.
I agree. I think it's more us change than the kids change.
My coaches said, hey, do this, Pete.
I wasn't asking why.
I never even questioned. I mean, I just went and did it, you know, because that's the way I was raised and that's the way I was programmed. And it wasn't just me. It was my generation, you know. But it's a little bit different now that they're coaching them is a little bit different, Mike.
Different generation, but you're still around making a big impact. Pete, thanks so much for joining us,
Absolutely.
My friend.
Absolutely.
Love to have you here. And, man, it's great to see this camp. And I'm going to let you
get on
because I know you got another deal.
Practice.
Another practice tonight. Thank you.
Hey, Mike, just one more. I just got one
just
more.
Just one more.
One more, yeah.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it, too.
Legendary D-line coach Pete Jenkins joining us here on our special edition of Sports Talk from the Louisiana Line Camp, sponsored by the Thibodeau Regional Health System.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.